Okay, we're in business. Thank you so much for helping me move. Oh my god, I'd forgotten just how much stuff I had in storage here. Flipping hell. Some of these boxes go right back to when I was like, I don't know, 12, 13. Yeah. Pretty sure I've still got my Pokemon card collection here. Yeah. No, I've got a shiny Pikachu, don't you know? Yeah. Of course, I spilt orange juice all over it, so it's worth fuck all. But I do have a shiny Pikachu, technically. Yeah. Or maybe some of the others might be worth something. I don't know. I was very young. I didn't really treat them with kind of the respect that a collector might have wanted them to be treated. So, yeah. Anyway, if you find the Pokemon cards, let me know. I'm not going that far away. I mean, it's... Well, I mean, like an hour's drive. We still hang out all the time. Dude, you're my best friend, okay? There is literally no way we're not going to hang out all the fucking time still. I'll make time for it. I'll drive to see you if I have to. Okay? And yes, you can come visit me. We'll have sleepovers. It'll be just like when we were 14 and 15 and 23 and all those other times. Anyway, point is, thanks. That's basically what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. I think that is... Oh, God. Yeah, that's my guitar. Did I learn to play? Good question. Without... I learned to play technically. I did lessons for 5 years. I still couldn't play for shit after those lessons, but... There we are. No, I'm not going to play. I can't play. I literally can't play. Yeah. Would you like a guitar? Can you play? You're very welcome to the guitar if you want. Or just, you know, I guess we'll drop that off at a charity shop or something. Dear God. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll start this end, you start this end, and I'll, I'll start this end, you start that end. That's it, this and that. Or I can start at that end, and you can start at this end, or we could both do this end or that end. We could do either end, or a different end. We could start in the middle and work out. I have no idea what I'm talking about, no. I'm just rambling. You know me too well. Stop laughing. Stop. Okay, it's funny. Oh, dude. What do I do without you? Seriously. But yeah, I guess we're going to be here in a little while. But that's okay. I have ordered pizza. Pizza is on the way. Yep. What kind of pizza? What? I ordered Meat Feast and an OCA, and maybe also a Fiorentina and a Napoletana. Yeah, four pizzas. OCA. What's OCA? Olives, capers, and anchovies. Have you not had an OCA? Jesus, dude. Like the best. Oh. No, Margarita. I didn't feel basic. I'm not calling you basic for liking Margarita, no. Just yeah. I mean, I could cancel the order and get other ones if you want. 'Cause I mean, you look about as keen on eating an OCA as ABBA did when they were booked for a death metal festival by mistake. I mean, that didn't really happen, but it was a. I mean, to be honest, I think if a few death metal fans had probably go for that. I mean, it'd be a relief, wouldn't it? You know, somewhere in the. You can't be freaking, headbang all the time. You need a time just to, like, boogie a bit. And so, you sort of break it up. Or like an after party. I think people go fucking mental for ABBA at a death metal festival. I'd watch it. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so but I mean yes, there are three other pizzas. So I imagine you're good. Yeah, cool. And yes, there'll probably be leftovers depending on how hungry we work. Yes, we are almost certainly gonna have pizza regret after this. It's a thing. But there. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we'll sort through anything that's crap. We'll just put in the bin or stuff to give to charity shops. Yeah, okay. Start with that box there then. Let's have a look. Oh boy. Sentimental papers, I think. Yeah, look at that. Old school report cards. God, do you remember high school? That drama class saved me, really. Just wow. And oh, look. Here's us in the school play. Spring Awakening was a very daring choice, but it was bloody brilliant. Hey, I was an amazing Moritz, and you know it. Yeah. You were an incredible Vendela. Man, we're so young. Look at that. We were what, 14? No, definitely, I think we were, because I remember full well watching the scenes with you and you watching me and thinking to myself about it's a good play. It was a really, really good play. Yeah. What else? We're keeping all of this, basically. I don't think there's anything here we can throw out. Oh God, letters. What, one written to you? Oh, no, don't read that. Don't read that, please, 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 don't. Oh God, don't
Hey,
read.
you. It's me. You probably know that 'cause it's me. But I hope you're doing great and having an awesome day. And I just want to talk to you about something kind of big. I know we've been friends for a long time and I value our friendship, but honestly, since acting alongside you in the play, I've started feeling something more. You're like the coolest person I know. Seriously, I don't know what I'd do without you. You're always there for me. And we've had all these silly times and all the dumb jokes, and we can just be ourselves around each other. And but here's the thing. I think I might have a crush on you. I know it sounds totally cheesy, doesn't it? But it's true. Like time we hang out, like my heart is beating faster now and I'm getting nervous, and your smile, it's like a ray of sunshine that brightens my whole world. I know Vendler is meant to be with Melchior, but maybe this time you could be Moritz's Vendler and Moritz wouldn't shoot himself. So, that sounds weird, doesn't it? Oh, God, I don't know. But look, I've been keeping these feelings inside for a while now, afraid of messing up what we have, and I don't want to lose you as a friend, but I don't want to keep the secrets, as you mean so much to me, and I can't bear the thought of not telling you how I feel, but I'm also afraid to tell you because I don't want to say the wrong thing, and I'm not expecting anything, but I want to be honest and let you know what's going on in my head and my heart, and if you don't feel the same way I know, that's okay. It's normal. I mean, who would? It's not expected because we're friends, and why would you be with me when you could be with anyone? So I understand, but I'll always be your friend, and although my heart may ache and I'll write lots of love songs to you, I will accept that your heart isn't my heart but with someone else's heart, as well as obviously being your heart. But if by some crazy chance you feel something more too, then maybe we can give it a shot. I mean, we could go on like cute dates and hold hands and see what happens. And I think we have something special. And I don't want to be awkward, but I don't want to keep it up. And just let me know what you think, because I'm your friend, and maybe something more. The important, bye.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me, how much did you read? Like, all of it? I was 14, okay? I was not a good writer. I mean, I'm still not a very good writer, let's be honest. I'm not trying to be a writer. That's why I've taken a job in veterinary practice. That and, you know, all the years in med school. And point is, this is a silly letter I wrote when I was really young, and yeah. Well, I mean, it's all there. Of course I felt like that. To you. But, you know, why? I mean, I couldn't have given it to you. It was just a thing. I mean, I planned on giving it to you, but I never got the courage. I thought about maybe dropping it in your locker or something and running away, but well, I tried to twice, and the first time I couldn't do it, and the second time I dropped it in Jason Bradbury's locker by mistake, because it was next to yours, and I had to Slim Jim the locker to get it out before he found it and probably killed me. So, well, yes, we know that now, but he was definitely pretending not to be gay at the time. I mean, he was head of the football team. Still, it's nice to see that he and Simon found each other, isn't it? But, Don't ask me that. Well, what would you have said if I'd sent it? What? You... Oh. Well, shit. I, looks like I goofed. Looks like... curse me and my awkwardness. That's a little sad, isn't it? Well, you know, we moved on and stuff. Yeah, I still feel for you. Although I wouldn't quite word it the same way I worded back then, I'd say that you are the best friend I could ever have wanted. The star that I got to understudy throughout the play of our life so far. The most beautiful thing I could have ever dreamed would come into my life, and I'm so lucky that you still are in my life. My oh yeah. You're crying. Hang on, I've got a pocket square here. Let me just... I love you. Yeah, I've loved you since we were 14. And I still do. And I really wish I hadn't waited until I was about to move an hour away to say that. But on the bright side, it's just an hour, isn't it? Can I kiss you? You're fantastic. And everything. Oh God, I can't believe this is... No, it was just a childhood dream and awkwardness. Am I... Is this a dream? Is it a childhood dream? Am I 14 and having fallen asleep, just written that letter and dreamt the last 10 years? Certainly feels like it. This is certainly the kiss I always dreamed of. Oh. I think that might be the pizza. But they could just leave it at the door. And we can get it later. I kind of want to keep... Yes, you don't want to kiss me after I've been eating a pizza with anchovies on it. True. Say it again. I love you, my darling. And I think I always will.